We're here with Benjamin Perry, winner of the final stage here in Tour de Beauce 2015. Benjamin, biggest race of your career. Take us through it from the beginning. How were you feeling, and how did it all form out?
It still doesn't really feel like it happened. I was feeling good, and I got in the right move, and I waited for the sprint. And I mean, yeah, I didn't. At the beginning of the day, I was thinking, hopefully, I can help Ryan and try not to finish outside the time limit. And now, like 10 hours later, I've won the race, so I'm really, really happy. And yeah, I couldn't be happier with this result.
It was a fast start, right? I mean, you have two rival teams that are going at it. It looked turbulent from the outside looking in. How was it the first couple of laps?
Yeah, I actually found yesterday quite a bit harder, because yesterday Hincapie was pulling hard, and if they ever laid off, Caja would attack them. So every time up the climb, we just ripped it up. This climb wasn't as steep, so although there was more corners and less like real pure recovery, it was still like a lot more gentle. And I think, I'm not sure if that suits me more, but it's just like, if the pack doesn't want to ride hard, you can ride easy. Like, if the pack wants to ride easy, like, you can pretty much chill.
A lot of people dropped out, so you must have been feeling pretty good today if you found it easy.
Oh, I didn't know that, but yeah.
So coming into the last two laps, what were you thinking?
Well, I was in that group, and I was like, this is a big group. Like, Boivin's here. That one guy who's won all those .2s recently is here. Like
this could be it?
No, I was thinking, like, I'm either going to be dropped by those guys or I'm going to be beaten in the sprint by those guys. So this isn't the right combination for me to win. So I just was kind of hanging out. I was getting a little bit of grief for not pulling as much as they would have liked. But then Britain attacked, and so did the Bilbao guy. And I was feeling really good. I jumped on because it was like kind of a steep kicker, which I think was short enough that I could follow them. And then the last one of the climb, I was really hurting, but I didn't come unglued.
Take us through the last kilometer then.
Last K. Coming to that little... Well, I'll start from like where there was like the chicane. I didn't want to be behind Britain because I was nervous. So I got behind the Caja Rule guy because he's ripping the corners, and followed him all the way down to the final straight. They did a couple pulls, those two, and then I sat on Britain's wheel like 1,500 meters to go, and he just kept the pace pretty high, and then I just jumped with 200 or 300 meters to go, and
you pulled it off.
They sat up, I think. Well, they were tired, like they didn't sit up. They were full gas, and I had quite a bit of rest, so I got the jump, and they couldn't close it. So
full credit, Benjamin, you did well. Big win for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.